Okay, fine. Hare Krishna, once again welcome all of you to the Bhakti Sundarjava conference call. So now we will be moving on to our next session, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, which will be given by His Grace Sukumar Gaur Prabhuji on Canto 6, Chapter 4, text 35 to 41. So before going to the session, I would like to hand over the call to Shri Shasham Prabhuji to give a brief introduction about Sukumar Gaur Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Here is a brief introduction about Prabhuji. Sukumar Gaur Prabhuji was born in Maharashtra, India. Brought up in a social background where spirituality was often questioned, Prabhuji, later he developed a natural taste for inquiring into the mysteries of God's creation. Passed out from College of Engineering, Pune, Mechanical Engineering, he came in touch with devotees of International Society for Krishna Consciousness in 2003. Prabhuji found all his questions answered in the books of Srila Prabhupada. As a student of MBA Finance, he studied Srila Prabhupada books and became a sincere practitioner. He joined the NCDX as assistant manager and worked for 3 years. Later, Prabhuji took on a 2-year Brahmachari training course in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, Mumbai, and was initiated into the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj in 2010. He was in the youth preaching department and was in the seva of guiding the youth. He always wanted to share his joy of Krishna consciousness with youth. So he gave up his job and decided to help the misguided youth by helping them understand the message of Bhagavad Gita. He joined ISKCON Chowpatty as a resident into 2009. Later, he was posted to ISKCON Nasik Temple. He is serving as a youth counselor in various colleges of Nasik. He conducts seminars on personality development topics in educational and corporate sector. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. A brief introduction about Prabhuji. Back to you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving such a brief introduction of our Sukumar Gaur Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association this morning on another session of Krishna Katha. So we always relish your Katha. You give various pastimes. So with no more further delay, I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Am I audible, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, thank you. So let's start with the Mangalacharan prayers. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sh Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6 Chapter 4. So I have been given sections starting from text 35 till 41. Okay, so we'll directly go to the translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is extremely affectionate to his devotees, was very pleased by the prayers offered by Daksha. Thus, he appeared at the holy place known as Akamarshana. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Kuru dynasty, Lord's lotus feet rested on the shoulders of his career, Garuda, and he appeared with 8 long, mighty, beautiful arms, very beautiful arms. In his hand, he held a disc, conch shell, sword, shield, arrow, bow, rope, and club. In each hand, a different weapon, all brilliantly shining. His garments were yellow and his bodily hue deep bluish. His eyes and face were very cheerful, and from his neck to his feet hung a long garland of flowers. His chest was decorated with Kaustubh jewel and the mark of Sri Vatsa. On his head was a gorgeous round helmet, and his ears were decorated with earrings resembling shark. All these ornaments were uncommonly beautiful. The Lord wore a golden belt on his waist, bracelet on his arm, rings on his fingers, an ankle bell on his feet. Thus decorated by various ornaments, Lord Hari, who is attractive to the living, to all the living entities of the three worlds, is known as Purusha Uttama, the best personality. He was accompanied by great devotees like Narada, Nanda, and all the principal demigods, led by heavenly king Indra, and the residents of various upper planetary systems such as Siddhaloka, Gandharvaloka, and Charaloka. Situated on both sides of the Lord and behind him as well, these devotees offered him prayers continuously. Text 40. Seeing that wonderful and effulgent form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prajapati Daksha was first somewhat afraid, but then he was very pleased to see the Lord, and he fell on the ground like stick to offer his respects to the Lord. Text 41. As rivers are filled by waters flowing from mountain, all of Daksha's senses were filled with pleasure. Because of his highly elevated happiness, Daksha could not say anything but simply remained flat on the ground. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When one actually realizes or sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is filled with complete happiness. For example, when Dhruva Maharaj saw the Lord in his presence, he said, Swamin Kritartosmi Varam Nayache. My dear Lord, I have nothing to ask from you. Now I am completely satisfied. Similarly, when Prajapati Daksha saw the Supreme Lord in his presence, he simply fell flat, unable to speak or ask him for anything. Hare Krishna. So, grateful to all of you for allowing me to make a presentation here. So, we welcome all the devotees for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, the chapter is entitled Hamsa Guhya Prayers. And the section is from 35th to 39th shloka, 41st shloka. And the Lord, here it is said that he appeared in the place known as Aghamarshana. Agha means sin and Marshana means which is free from sin. So the place that he was performing tapasya was also pure. That is why in 6th chapter Bhagavad Gita also the Lord in the Ashtanga Yoga section, he promotes that the Shucho Deshe Pratishthapya. Before starting of sadhana, any person has to make sure that the place in which he is performing sadhana is very pure and clean, so that it directly affects the mind and body of the practitioner. And the place is also Agamarshana, which purifies the sadhaka of sins. Just like in South India, we have one place called as Suchindra. Shuchi Indra. Shuchi is purified and Indra. Indra is the place where Indra got purified and hence it was named as Suchindra. So he performed his tapasya there and Indra got darshan of Lord Vishnu. So places do have the power to purify the existence of the practitioner. And once the practitioner is purified of all his sins, then what happens? 7.28 Bhagavad Gita, Esham tu antagata papam jananam punyakarna. Te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajanti mam dridavrata. Then he'll perform drida bhajan. And with that drida bhajan, when his mind is completely pure, then he is able to see the Lord face to face. So since there is no impurity in the mind of Daksha left, Now he is able to see the Lord face to face. Now seeing the Lord face to face is one part, and the second part that which we will discuss in this section is also very important, because most of the time devotees feel that now he is seen the Lord, so things are done. Is it all finished now? No, there are stages ahead of that, even after seeing the Lord. So we will discuss that in the upcoming section. Now, since there is no impurity left in the mind of Daksha, so he is able easily attracted to the Lord, and the Lord also fulfills his desire, and the Lord comes before Daksha. And the Lord here is called Trailoka Mohanam. So the Lord is not only attractor, he can attract anybody and everybody. So it's called Triloka Mohanam. Anybody and everybody in the entire three planetary systems can be completely attracted to the beauty of Lord. Just like in Ramayana, we have this event when Lord Ram, here in Nasik, Lord Ram and Lakshman, they cut off the nose of Shurpanaka, and Shurpanaka goes to Karan Dushan, and she is really shouting at Karan Dushan, what kind of brothers are you? See what they have done to your sister. And Karan Dushan are very angry, and they leave the place. And with 14,000 army, they come here and they want to attack Lord Ram and Lakshman. But as soon as Kar and Dushan, they see the beauty of Lord Ram, they are so attracted to the beautiful form of the Lord. Why we are taking this event? Because Triloka Mohanam, we can entice and enchant everybody's heart. Okay. So the Lord even attracted the mind of Kar and Dushan. And Kar and Dushan were so angry, immediately became so pacified that they said that we came here to kill this person, but this person is so sweet and so gentle that harming him would be a great injustice. So we will not punish him, but we will rebuke him. This is what the thoughts started to develop in the mind of Kar and Dushan. So even Kar and Dushan were so nasty, they were demons in themselves, but they were still attracted to the beauty of Lord Ram. Also, here it is mentioned in the shloka that the Lord is never alone. He is always accompanied by his devotees like Narada, Nanda, Indra, Siddha. Now, here, these people who are mentioned here, some of them are eternal associates, some of them are traveling preachers who are above the three modes, and some of them are in three modes. Okay, so they are also affected by the illusory energy of the Lord. But some of them are eternal associates, so there is no question of them being affected. There are some sadhana siddha. There is nitya siddha or eternal associate. There are sadhana siddha, Narada Muni, who is not afflicted by the three modes and the six elements related, the six anarthas related to the three modes. But there are some people like Indra, there are siddha, Gandharva, Charana. They surely are affected by the three modes of material nature. So accompanying the Lord, here we can see Nitya Siddha, Sadhana Siddha, and those who are practitioners also. Okay, so the point I'm trying to highlight is seeing the Lord is not a very great deal. Of course, it's a great deal because the entire nine-stage purificatory process has to be done, then we can see the Lord face to face. But here we see the demigods are with Lord Vishnu. The Siddhas are with Lord Vishnu. The Charanas are singing for Lord Vishnu. The Gandharvas are singing. Charanas are dancing. So there is one more aspect that I would like to focus in the upcoming section. Now in shloka number 40, the effect of seeing the Lord in person has been described. Now Daksha sees the Lord, and what happens to Daksha? So there is fear. Fear that is developed in Daksha's mind because he is seeing the Lord for the first time. Okay, and he is very pleased. So immediately he is so filled with joy that he fell like a stick to offer his respect to the Supreme Lord. Now in the 41st shloka, it is mentioned here that Daksha's senses were filled with pleasure, which is a very, what we can say, it's a direct effect of seeing the Lord. The immediate effect on seeing the Lord is that the senses become completely satisfied. The dissatisfaction of the senses immediately evaporates as soon as we see the Lord face to face. This is the immediate result that has been shown. And this happens to anybody and everybody. You see the entire event. We'll discuss three cases here. But there are so many episodes where the devotees have seen Lord face to face and then all their hankering and everything is gone. But here comes the second point which we will discuss. But this doesn't happen in case of Daksha, which will be clarified later. Here, even though his pleasure is described, but it's incomplete in one sense. Why that will, that point will come later. So Daksha sees the Lord and his senses are completely filled with pleasure. And the example is given like river filled with water, the water starts flowing. So the entire Jnana Indriya, the set of five Jnana Indriyas are now flooded with that pleasure after which is achieved after seeing the Lord. And in when he was tasting that pleasure, he was so much into it that he was not able to say anything. So he simply remained silent. Okay. Now, let's take three cases and try and analyze what the point that we have taken, the two points that we have taken. We'll take three cases and try and analyze what's happening. Because Daksha is not the only person who has seen the Lord. There are so many devotees who have approached the Lord with some desire or the other, and they have got darshan of the Lord. Okay, they have, of course, they have fulfilled the criteria of performing intense tapasya, sadhana, seva, sadachar, and they have got the darshan of the Lord. So we'll take only three. There are so many in Srimad Bhagavatam. But here, since Daksha is called Daksha because he is a very proficient generator of progeny. That is why it's called Daksha. So we will take other also who are of the same, who are in the same service as that of Daksha. Okay. We'll take three examples. We will take Atri Rishi from fourth canto. We will take Kardam Rishi from third canto. We will take Mata Aditi from eighth canto. Okay. Now, Atri Rishi. If we read the fourth canto, first chapter itself, he was told by Lord Brahma to create progeny. So he goes with his wife, Mata Anusuya, and he performs intense tapasya. He performed such great tapasya that fire came out from his body and the place became heated up. And he is saying that I want to see the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Controller. But he didn't know who is the Supreme Controller. So the three Lords, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they came tracking the fire and reach the place. Now, this is fourth canto, first chapter, 21-22. Seeing the penance, the three Lords come there. Now, 4-125, 25th shloka. Now, the Lord appeared there. Kripa avalokena hasad. Okay. So, out of Kripa, the Lord is present there. Tadro chita pratihite nimilya. Nimilya means when he saw the Lord, the effulgence was so high, nimilya munir ikshane, he closed his eyes. That intense glare of the three personalities, their effulgent, their, from their dazzling bodies, he closed his eyes for time being. Okay. Now, what happens? Now, he's closed his eyes, just like Daksha couldn't speak anything, he's closed his eyes. 26th shloka, it is said that his heart, he had some glimpse, and just by that glimpse, his heart was already attracted to the three forms. But somehow or other, he gathered that strength in his senses that, oh, now they are here. Let me have their darshan. Let me express my desire before them. And with folded hands and sweet words, he offers his prayers to the three deities. Okay, this is first example. Let's take second example. That is Kardam Rishi, which is third canto, 21st chapter. And ninth shloka onwards is the dealing between Lord Vishnu and Kardam Rishi. So 6 to 12, Kardam Rishi performs tapasya. 9 to 11, Lord will give him darshan. And in 12th shloka, Kardam Muni gives his reaction when he sees the Lord face to face. Okay. He is so joyful on seeing the Lord, and his desire to see the Lord in person is now fulfilled. With natural love for the Lord, he is offering his obeisances and prayers in the 12th shloka. 13th shloka, he says, just like we saw in Daksha's case, he senses are so satisfied. And the exact same thing here, Kardam Rishi says that, my dear Lord, seeing you is the perfection of eyes. There is nothing better than this in the entire creation. So the point here is, why do our eyes keep on moving here and there? Simply because They are not satisfied seeing the forms of this world. It is as simple as that. We haven't seen the form beyond which the eyes doesn't want to see any other form. The fluctuation of any of the Panchayanendriyas is exclusively because they haven't reached their peak performance. They haven't seen what they are meant to see, and that is why they are constantly in search of an object for the five senses, so that they can be completely satisfied and happy. And this is the 13th shloka from 3rd canto, 21st chapter. He's saying, my senses are completely satisfied. All the dissatisfaction has vanished because the senses have reached the topmost platform for what they are meant. Okay. Now in the 14th shloka, now from 14th shloka, in the next three shlokas, there is a dialogue between the Lord and Kardam Rishi. The 14th shloka, Kardam Rishi says, my dear Lord, there are less intelligent people who come to you for material things. But you are so kind that out of your kindness, you fulfill all their material desires. Now, why is he saying this? Because he wants to make sure that the Lord understands that I have a desire which is material. So he's in first hand taking reference of somebody else and saying that some people have such material desires. And just like when we want to convey our point, we take names of other devotees and say that devotee is also having this. So indirectly, we are saying, I also want to have that. Okay, so he's saying there are people who are less intelligent, but you still fulfill their desires. And in 15th shloka, he will say, I am also less intelligent. Now, Lord is asking, why you are less intelligent? Why you are calling so? Because I came with a desire to have a wife so that I can fulfill my purpose of married life. Now, there is one more point that we will be discussing here, that even in married life, if the sadhaka performs particular set of austerities, even the Lord is accessible while in this birth. Okay, it doesn't need that you end your life and then you will see the Lord. No, there are many events and many devotees who have seen the Lord in this body, in this life. Okay, so now he is saying, I am also less intelligent because I came with the material desires. Now, then the Lord is saying him, then why don't you worship me without desires? If you think that worshiping with the desire is not proper, then why don't you worship me without desires? Then Kardam Rishi says, my dear Lord, I am bound by instructions of my father Brahmaji. And since he is your representative and he is carrying out your orders, that means directly or indirectly I am fulfilling your desire to create progeny. Then the Lord said, if you are saying that you are fulfilling my order, then why do you criticize other people who have material desires? What fame and happiness do detached devotees have by giving pain to their parents? He is speaking in terms of four Kumaras. They gave pain to Brahmaji by not following his orders. Then in this shloka, he is saying that those who have given up the stereotype way are better since they are trying for something higher. Okay. Then in this shloka, he says, Lokamscha lokanugata pumamscha hitva shritasche charanat patram. Okay. Loka anugatan. Loka anugatan means they are following the routine life. And there are people who don't follow the routine life. Then what do? Hitva shritaste charanat patram. They take shelter of your lotus feet. And what happens? Piyusha niryapita deha dharma. They are easily able to rise above the bodily platform. Now, please understand. We'll continue this. Very important. Piyusha niryapita deha dharma. Deha dharma means the needs of the physical body and mind. Senses, intelligence and ego. Okay. But by taking shelter, charanat patra, what happens? Piyusha, they are continuously drinking the nectar of your lotus feet, and hence what? Niryapita deha dharma. They are able to rise above the needs of the body and continuously able to focus on your loving service. And that is why they are better, because they are able to break down the stereotype format. They are drinking the intoxicating nectar of your qualities, activities, and are discussing that with each other, and they are easily freed from the primary necessities of material body. Okay, so this is Kardam Rishi. Now let's take third example, Mata Aditi. Now Aditi, this is 8th canto, 17th chapter, 4th shloka. Now 4th shloka, she has performed first 1, 2, 3, she performs tapasya. 4th shloka, Lord appears. Her response is the same, like a general sadhaka who's seen the Lord for the first time. Her response is, she's overwhelmed with bliss, stood up, she's falling flat, standing silently, but she cannot speak because that joy is so overwhelming that she is not able to speak. Okay, tears start flowing, hair standing on end, body trembling, all the Ashtasattvic vikar she is able to see. Now look, in this situation, she is not able to figure out what to do, what to say. The Lord is here. She immediately starts chanting the names of Lord Vishnu. And that chanting of the holy names of the Lord gave her the strength to glorify the Lord. Isn't it beautiful? She didn't understand what to say. So she started chanting the holy names. And by chanting the holy names, she got the strength how to glorify the Lord. Just like Dhruva, he also was not able to speak. Lord touched the conchal and thus he got the intelligence. So here the holy name gave her the intelligence how to glorify the Lord. And from the 42nd shloka, she starts glorifying. Then the Lord speaks. Okay, and the Lord says that, yes, I know what is there in your heart. And I will surely fulfill your desire. Okay. And the same thing will come in the next shloka, 42nd shloka. Here, Lord will say the same thing to Prajapati Daksha also, that Chittagya, I know what is there in your heart and I'll surely fulfill your desires. Okay. Now, in all the three cases that we see versus Daksha, what is the difference? Let's understand this point. These three also have got darshan of Lord, and Daksha also has got darshan of Lord. Okay, and Lord has fulfilled both of the parties' desire. Now, what's the difference? That's the point that we would like to discuss here. Okay, the Lord in the first three cases agreed to become their son. He fulfilled their desire to extend the progeny by becoming their son. Now, why did this happen? But here in the case of Daksha, we don't see that he will become his son. He will not become his son. He will only give him the strength to procreate. Now, one form is direct form of the Lord, other is indirect form. Because just like in case, let's take an example. When Arjuna failed to fight the coward boys when he was about to take the queens of Dwarka, there is a very beautiful word that Prabhupada uses in his purport. He says that Arjuna has the understanding, the strength that I had to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra was given by Krishna. That means Krishna became the strength for Arjuna. So here Krishna will not give him his personal darshan. He will not come here as a person, as his their son. He will just come as an impersonal form of strength, and by that strength from Krishna, in the form of Krishna, he will be able to generate progeny. Okay. So one, directly Lord is becoming their son. Here he is just giving him the required strength. Why? Because it depends on the clarity of knowledge and the purpose. That knowledge and purpose. Now you may say in Atri Rishi's case, he was not completely knowledgeable. Right. But the second thing was very clear. Just like Atri Rishi was confused, who is the supreme? Whom he wanted as his son? It was not clear to him. So the Lord came. But Lord came as Dattatreya, an avatar of Lord Vishnu. And other two were just partial expansion of Brahma and Lord Shiva. And he says, I give you the blessing that you will, your sons will spread your fame. So Lord Dattatreya spreads the fame of Atri Rishi and Mata Anusuya. But there is one more thing. We'll complete these two cases and then we'll come to that point. Kardam Rishi was also very clear. The purpose was also clear and he had knowledge. Both things he had. He was clear that I don't want to get involved in any other thing. Just because my father has told me, I am going to do this service. How do you understand? So 321.20, this is the shloka. He prays for the mercy of the Lord and he says, give me the realization of your sweetness. So his purpose is not to get a child. His purpose is to serve and after that get the sweetness of the realization of the Lord, from the beauty of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. He is behind that. That is what is mercy, as explained by Prabhupada in the purport 320.30. Mata Aditi, same thing. She wanted the Lord for her purpose. Okay, now she is on agenda for my sons because they have lost everything. And Lord is saying, okay, great, I will come. I will fulfill your desire. And Lord comes as Vamanadeva. But for what? She is also very clear. So that the demigods get back their kingdom, they take on the charge. And your desire to rule the world by your devotees be fulfilled, so that things go on very well. But at the end, I don't want to get up stuck up here. I want that sweetness of your love. And this sweetness of love, Lord gave darshan. He gave them the joy. But he didn't give them that ananda of the prema. Prema was not given to Daksha. Rest other three got that. That is the point we are highlighting. So Lord is thinking in terms of Daksha. Lord didn't give him that sweet ocean, nectarian ocean of prema. He only helped him do his service in a better way, giving him the required strength. Now, why is this happening? He did opposite. He cast Daksha on the path of karma and material enjoyment and didn't give him the sweetness of his prema. Reason? Simply because of his offense to Lord Shiva was not completely removed. Now, this effect is not caused by offense. Prabhupada writes, it is caused by the leftover traces of the offense. Leftover traces of the offense. So that leftover traces of the offense, what was the thing that came up? That lust still remained. Even though it was controlled, but the desire to procreate was still the effect of the remnants of that offense to Lord Shiva. So here one should understand, but then somebody can say, even the Lord put Kardam Rishi into material enjoyment. Yes, he did, but the point is he saw the slight desire, but he didn't give him unlimited material enjoyment. He just gave for the timing and removed everything. That is the difference between Kardam Rishi and Prajapati Daksha. Okay, so here the Lord is saying that finally you will attain my love only when that lust is gone, and lust will go only when there is proper dealings with devotees. Because lust is only that binding factor here. Okay, so Kardam Muni, right in his prayers 3:21-20, he is saying, I want that sweetness of your love after I complete this service. But Daksha, nowhere it is said that he desired for that sweetness. He just wanted that, yes, I am so superior that let me procreate the world. The very fact that all these three devotees had, the Lord had become their son, means they had bhakti. And when the Lord came, because of their desire to taste that sweetness, Lord gave them that sweetness. So we have to understand that this is the deep difference between, even though Daksha saw the Lord, but he was not able to relish that sweetness. He just was happy. He was feeling. He was given only part of it. But the other three were able to realize the sweetness of the Lord, which Daksha was not able to, because he was not able to appreciate the devotees with whom he was staying. He mistreated the devotees, and hence the Lord withdrew his sweetness when he gave darshan to Daksha. So the purpose behind getting the son, that is only one thing, service to the Lord. And after service, we want that sweetness of the Lord. We want to experience that sweetness. Okay, now, so creating the progeny is service to humanity. Okay. So this will come when the Lord will say in his further shloka that this is not an ordinary service. Okay. Even though seemingly it may seem, he is asking for what? To create progeny. Is this the desire? But in 45th shloka, it will come that Lord will say this is not an ordinary desire. Because see, most of the time we are told that lust is bad. No, it is not bad. It is utility based. Prabhupada had three principles. Utility is the principle. So similarly, lust here it is made. Why? Because it is utility based. No lust, no material world. Just like if we put salt too much in the sabji, it will not taste good. If we put too little, it will not taste good. Doesn't mean you throw out salt. And too much also it is spoiling, and too less also it is spoiling. Let me throw salt. No, you should have the skill and ability to add salt in the sabji. That is how lust is. It is like fire. Too less will also boil, not be able to cook the sabji properly. Too much also will not be able to cook the sabji. It is as much as required. And that is why this Varanashram, why it is important, because it's like a pot. If you put butter on fire, it will melt. But if you hold butter in a pot, that butter can be converted into what? Ghee. And that ghee can be used for so many other things. So that pot is that Varanashram system. And that is how a sadhaka gradually, what he does? He evolves in his spiritual life. So first we have to understand that lust, if lust is not there, the samsara will stop. Lust is desire. But with this kind of lust, how are we going to approach the Lord? Let's take an example and then we'll end the session. Okay. Now, just like we understood that, okay, here he's asking for capacity where he is able to procreate, and for that absolutely we'll need that kind of passion in the person, and that is where he will be able to procreate in that terms. Now, we'll take one small pastime from 10th canto and try and understand that pastime and how we can rise above this main challenge in our life. What has to happen before we are able to see the Lord face to face? Just like here, all those devotees are seeing Lord face to face. Okay, how can we also be able to see the Lord face to face? So this is, let's take one event and then we'll try to elaborate for 5-10 minutes. Now, if we see the 10th canto, if we see chapter number 21 onwards to we will see that there is Venu Geeta and the Rasa Panchayata that is coming there. So at the onset of Rasa Panchayata, it is that who is the one who will be performing? This is the question, that who is the one who will be performing Rasa Leela? Then it is called Bhagawan Apitapita. Okay, so there is a person who is Bhagawan, is the supreme personality of Godhead. No ordinary person is able to perform this. And what is the season that he has chosen? He has chosen Sharad Ritu. Sharad. Now, what is Sharad? Sharad Ritu is Sharam Dadati Iti Sharad. Sharam is arrow. Okay. Now, this arrow, which arrow is it that is flowing in this season? Because this is the season where maximum procreation takes place. Now, somebody may ask, why did Lord choose Sharad Ritu? What was the reason behind him choosing Sharad Ritu? Because Sharad Dadati, Sharam Dadati Iti Sharad. What arrow and what bow is he speaking about? Now let's understand this. Now Lord chose specifically the autumn season, Sharad Ritu. And if you read the 28th chapter, 10, 20, 40 shloka onwards, you will see that beautiful description of the autumn season is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And when the autumn seasons arrive, what happens in Vrindavan, and the comparison with the various stages of a sadhaka is given, just like in the 48th shloka, it is given, with the arrival of autumn, the oceans and the lake become silent and their water still. How? Just like a sage who has desisted from all material activities and given up his recitation of Vedic mantras. His mind has become so peaceful, so happy, satisfied, that he, in that satisfaction, he is not able to chant because he is experiencing the Lord. So he has stopped chanting. So that is how the lake and oceans have become during this Ritu. In the 41st shloka, they are saying, in the same way, the practitioner of yoga brings the senses under a strict control to check their consciousness from flowing out through the agitated senses. Now, this is the point which we started with lust. That agitation, that dissatisfaction. Why? Because the eyes have not seen the object for which they are meant. Under strict control to check their consciousness from flowing out through the agitated senses. Just like the farmer who erects a wall so that the water is not drained out. So that is how beautiful this autumn season has been described here. And what happens? The autumn moon relieved all creatures of the suffering caused by the sun rays. The previous intense heat. Now this season changing, what it gives a lot of soothing relief to all the entities that are present there. And the 41st shloka also, it is said that the person who is identifying with his material body, and when he is able to see the Lord face to face, what happens? All his distress is gone. And this is what happens exactly with the Vraj Gopikas. Now, free of clouds and filled with clear, visible stars, the autumn sky shone brilliantly, just like the spiritual consciousness has been directly experienced by the purport of the Vedic scripture. Just like a person is completely purified and his mind is now very pure, he is able to perceive the Supreme Lord in his mind and his all his senses are completely filled with happiness. So these are the analogies they are given. Why they have compared to a sadhaka? Because if the sadhaka has to see the Lord face to face, he has to go through that purificatory process. This is exactly why again and again a sadhaka, a practitioner, all these terms are used. And that too were in the Rasa Panchayat there before it is starting in that shloka. The description of the autumn season and the spring season is given here. Because this is for us to understand that if we want to enter the Rasa Leela, there is something that we have to do. We have to pay the price. We have to pay the price. Just like in the 31st shloka, the famous shloka, Sarad Dasiye Sadhu Jata Sat Sarasi Jodara Shri Mushadrisha. He is saying, my dear Lord, in beauty your glance excels the world of the most beautiful lotus. So if you don't show that beautiful form, you are killing us. And that is where they remember what the Sharad Rutu pastime that they had performed with the Lord. Now, the very purpose of performing this Rasleela was what? Gopi's pride will come later. Before that, there was one person who became very proud of his power. And who was that? Kamadev. Where does it come? 10:32:2. Tasam abir bhut shauri smayaman mukhambujam pitambara dharash ragvi sakshat manmatha manmatha. Manmatha is Cupid, who churns the mind. Man is mind and matha is churning. One who churns the mind of the living entities to churn his mind. The Lord became what? Manmatha manmatha. He became the churner of the mind of even whom? Cupid. Avirabhut Shauri. Shauri here, Lord Krishna is called. Smayamana Mukhambujan. How did he do? Just by his smile. Now, why did he choose that Sharad Rutu? Because he gave open challenge to this lust personified Kamdev. Because he became proud. He thought, just like we saw here, who is accompanying the Lord? Narad Muni is there. Cupid thought, see, I am so powerful that even once and twice I even bewildered Narad Muni. You see, Ramayana, there is pastime. Puranas, there are 2-3 pastime where even Lord, Narad Muni is also bewildered by the power of Cupid. He says, I can bewilder him. What to speak of him? I have bewildered Lord Shiva when Lord appeared as Mohini Devi. Even Lord Shiva was bewildered. Yeah, when Brahmaji, we see, even he was bewildered by the power of Cupid. So he was so proud that he says, nobody can even stand before me. And that is why exactly when the passion of any living entity is at its best, at its peak, in which? In the autumn season, in the Sharad Rutu. And that is why Lord chose Sharad Rutu. He says, I will perform my Rasa dance in which Ritu? Sharad Rutu, which is filled with all these emotions. Not alone, not with one or two gopis. I will call the entire group of gopis. And let's see who wins. If you are able to create any disturbance in my mind, you win. And if I am able to disturb you, you lose. And that is why Sakshat Manmatha Manmatha, this lust which causes such deep infection in the minds of a practitioner, Lord says, I can easily treat it. That is why Sakshat Manmatha Manmatha, he openly challenged Cupid, you come with all your paraphernalia. I will come with all my paraphernalia. And let's see who wins. But before this, all the gopis were able to participate in the Rasa Leela. Before that, they had to go through something called as a purificatory process. And what is that Leela? That Leela is nothing but the Chirharana Leela. They had to go through that event where the Lord took away their dress. Now, what is this dress? This dress is compared to the covering of ignorance that a jiva is suffering from, that avidya covering. The Lord took away that avidya covering, and once that covering of avidya was gone, what is left is absolute clarity, that face to face seeing the Lord. But even that is not sufficient. If you want, now you saw the Lord face to face, but there is something more. It has to be shown. So this Chiraharan Leela is what? Avarana Bhanga Leela. Avarana means that covering of avidya is gone. Okay, now that avarana is gone, but there has to be something called as, you have to show that through your activities. Now, where will this come? Now, in the Venu Gita, the Lord will play flute. Now, Venu has been played two times. First, for all the living entities, he attracted the minds. But in this Ras Leela, it was exclusively played for whom? The gopis who were into, who had a deep loving relationship with the Lord. Okay, now in 10.29.4, they are saying, Nishamya Gitam Tat Anangavardhanam. Vrajastriya Krishna Grihita Manasa. Their minds were completely absorbed in Krishna. Vrajastriya, the gopis. Ajagmur Ananyam Alakshatodyamaha. Sayatra Kanto. Where did they run? They ran towards Kanta, their lover. Java Lola Kundalam. And as they were moving, their swift movement of their air ring was seen. Now, it is usually seen that ladies tend to travel in groups. Okay, and this was also seen in the previous chapter where in the Katyayani Vrata, all the girls used to go in groups, come back in group. But here he is saying Jagmu. Jagmu means what? Running. They are not seeing here and there. They are alone running. They are not in group. When they reach there, they will understand, okay, so many were there with me. Why? Because every gopi individually heard their name. Now, the Lakshana, what did they do? Now, Sri Shukadeva Goswami will describe all the activities which the ladies are too much attached to. They were easily able to give that up. That was the symptom that they showed. So simple. 10.29.5. Duhantyo abhibhuyo kashchid. Duhantyo means milking the cows. Very dear to cowherd ladies, because that is what gives them bread and butter. Doham hitva samutsukah. They were so attracted by the flute. Hitva, they gave up. That activity which was so dear, they easily gave up. Payo adhishrataya samyavam. Means the milk that was kept for boiling, they didn't even look towards that. There was milk that was boiling, that was cake that they were making for the family members. They left everything. 10.29.6, next shloka. They even forgot what? They even forgot dressing properly, making beautiful makeups properly. This 10.29.6 is what is indicative that they had already crossed that bodily conception. And once that sadhaka has crossed that bodily conception, and later also they'll say that they didn't dress properly, they were feeding their infants, they gave up. For a mother to leave her child, absolute impossible. Absolute impossible. They gave up rendering personal service to their husband. Those ladies who are chaste will never do this, but they gave up everything. They gave up all their duties. Why? Kashchit Krishna Antikam Yuya, just to meet Krishna. Giving up their external beautification also, they ran towards Krishna, giving up all their duties. Sarva Dharman Parityajya. So when that Chir Haran, Avaran Bhanga will take place, then mind will start rushing. And when mind will start rushing towards Krishna, then that external things will not matter. Who will say what? Who will think of me? My only desire is what? Gopi. What is a gopi? Indriya. Go. He. Krishna rasa pibanti. Gopi. Peace pibanti. Go means what? Through the senses. What she is drinking? Krishna rasa. But that rasa, now we are not able to experience. Why? Because there is huge covering of avidya. And that avidya in form of lust forces us to commit so many offenses to devotees. Because lust means what? Attachment. my opinion, my this, my that, my position, my name, my fame. That is what exactly Daksha did. How come Lord Shiva is not respecting me? He has to respect me. What is this? This is lust. That is why, in spite of seeing Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu face to face, he was not allowed to be drowned in the rasa. Go he Krishna rasa pibanti. That didn't happen. He didn't drown in the Krishna rasa. He was only able to see Lord and have that joy in his senses. But drowning in the ocean of bliss of Krishna rasa will only take place when there is that avarana bhanga. And that is what the gopis were able to taste. Give up all their lower tastes. What is this? Taking care of family. This is all material side. Of course, we are sadhaka. We have to do this. We cannot give it up. But there has to be a stage when this will come that we are easily able to give up all this. No, it's okay. Now, all things for Krishna. There is a time that we have to give for Krishna. And the gopis were able to do this when that Chirharan was done. So through knowledge, why Krishna is saying again and again, you hear about me. Why? Because that hearing will break that covering of ignorance. That avidya bhanga will take place. And then when that, even Kunti Maharani said, Maya Javanika Achannam, that Maya, that Javanika is the curtain. Curtain of what? Avidya Achannam. That because of that curtain, nobody is able to understand you, Lord. This is Kunti in first canto, Bhagavad 8th chapter. So, till the time that goes away, that rasa aswadan will not take place. Just like if there is a chocolate, you may bite the chocolate with wrapper. Sometimes you may feel some taste, but actually you will not be able to taste the chocolate. Once that covering is gone, then there is nothing but that taste of the chocolate. And for that, we have to continuously keep on hearing about Krishna in the association of devotees. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda ki jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, wow, what a wonderful class. You just gave so many references from various shlokas. And also, compared the Daksha and with the three cases which you dealt with, the Atri Rishi and Kardama Muni. So, everything was very wonderful, Prabhuji. So, dear devotees, the forum is open for question and answer. Please go ahead with your questions. Shukkar Prabhuji.
Amma Prabhu, what an awesome class. Dandat Pranam. So fantastic.
Hare Krishna.
You just gave us the key how we should they come with the chocolate cover. So the only way is only by chanting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita and applying the same thing in our life. Prabhuji, I got a question. There was a question in our forum yesterday. They said in the spiritual world, they have children. So I got a copy yesterday that in spiritual world, there is no lust because the Supreme Lord is there, so they have no desire. So one person was asking, how do they produce children? So if the children produced are already there, it's not that Krishna only by seeing Ekam Shanda Chito Jagat. No, there's no husband wife like that. No, I wanted some clarification.
Prabhupada gives explanation to this in third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, where Hiranyakashipu's birth is about to take place and the description of Vaikuntha is given. So Prabhupada clears this doubt. He says that it's not so that they cannot produce children there, but it is not required. But that doesn't necessitate that they cannot produce children. Prabhupada writes this in his purport. They can produce children, but they don't feel the need to produce children because already the existing family structure is there and the absence of lust doesn't there is no lust, so there is no need felt, but that doesn't mean that they cannot. This is what Prabhupada writes in the purport.
So there's no addition of population. Population is only by people going from this world to that world.
Yes,
and we get purified, we go there.
Yes, yes.
New addition within the Vaikuntha.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, because this is something so risky in this material world. We all want to get out of this world. One is the fear is there because we are getting stuck up. The Maya is so powerful. And we know that however we nicely follow, we are still the rishis and even one nicely brahmachari. By yesterday, I saw Vedavyas, one disciple, Janajay, some rishi. He told, no, I am a nicely brahmachari, nobody can touch me. So one lady came in the night and knocked the door. And he said, I am a nicely brahmachari, don't disturb me in the night. Then she said, there's so much rain. Then she said, there's a room outside. Just take the key and go. And when she opened the door, he gave the key. He had a glance at the lady. And she went back. And within 10 minutes, he's so much disturbed. He goes and knocks the door. There, please open the door. He's telling, I'm alone. I cannot open. It's my house. Open the door. Then she opened the door. And he said, I want to marry. He said, you are such a great rishi. You said, nicely brahmachari. I want to marry. And she said, if you want to marry, then you have to do 7 saat peri karna padega and you have to make me sit in your back. I will do anything, come. Then he took her in the back. He made fire just by chanting. The fire came and did it 7 times. Said, now get up. When he got up, it was Vedavyas actually sitting in the back. He said, you challenge me, no? How can the Shastra be wrong? He said, I'm very, very sorry. So these are all the things which we know, but in the material world, as long as we are there, like Mahaprabhu has made a price, even the posture totally we cannot see. That also can attract desire. So sometimes you feel you can be just seeing only Krishna and be blind to it.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Guruji. Yes,
thank you,
please.
I also raised the hand. I think it
okay.
Mistakenly, I lowered the hand. Prahladananda Prabhu? He raised the hand. Shruti Mataji, go ahead.
Prahladananda Prabhu, yes.
Haribol.
Prabhuji, yes, yes.
Sorry for the disturbance. I'm done with Pranam to everyone and Prabhuji. I had just a little question regarding the realization and seeing Lord Sri Vishnu face to face. In the Brahma Sainta, Brahmaji says, Pramanjan Chuita Bhakti Vilochinena Santa Sadevra Desu Vilochinena. So when Sadhaka, when he realizes and experiences love, his realization and seeing Lord Vishnu, is it different from face to face or, it's some kind of realization and not like, as we see face to face? Is there any kind of difference there? And this was just a little confusion I had.
Okay. Seeing Paramatma is exactly same as seeing the Lord face to face. There is no difference.
Is it Paramatma which we see or is Bhagavan? When he says Pramanjan Churit Bhakti Vilochan.
If they are speaking of the personality within the heart, then it is Paramatma. But that same, just like in case of Dhruva Maharaj, we can elaborate this. When Dhruva Maharaj was meditating on, and he was able to see the Lord face within his heart, and when Lord decided to break his meditation, he saw the exact same person standing outside. It was four-handed Vishnu form.
That was Paramatma realization, right? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Kriti Vilasana Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for such an interesting analysis and beautiful class. Prabhu, I just want to make sure I understood properly. So I'm just going to repeat. Please correct me if my understanding is right or wrong. So basically, in the case of Daksha, when he was offering prayers, when he saw the Lord face to face, the first thing that he had was fear, right? And then he is slowly, all his senses, they rush toward the beauty of the Lord and he was able to relish the beauty of the Lord. So the reason why there was fear initially is because of not yet having the avarana bhanga, meaning that because of his previous offenses, it just took some time for him to actually get rid of this covering, and then he was able to appreciate the Lord. Is that the understanding that I get, like when you connected it with the Gopi story and when you connected it with the three other cases? So is that understanding correct, Prabhu? Is it to do with that particular instance that first he had fear and then he was able to relish the beauty of the Lord?
That fear which he had was more due to awe and reverence of the Supreme Lord. Nowhere, at least what I read, I was not able to connect with the point, but sure, it was because that he had so much awe and reverence that the Supreme Lord is here and responding to his prayers.
So it was had nothing to do with the offenses, right?
No.
Okay, I understood the offenses. Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Very good.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Mataji. Shukukar Prabhuji, do you have any more questions? I could see your hand there.
Thank you very much, Mataji. So Kumar Gaur Prabhu, I feel like asking how many clearing my doubt. I think this Radha Krishna, we are all studying, and it's clearly written that if somebody goes to Radha Kunda and stands there and chants 100 times, then they can see Shrimati Radharani face to face in this life. And Radharani will bring Radha Shamchandra also to see. So I think my daughter is behind, she's doing everything in 3 minutes, she can study once. So 300 minutes, 5 hours, we'll stand there and see it. So what is your, you have read that, no, Radha Prabhakara, Munindra Vindavan, that one, in the Kartikmala we read twice. So it's really good. I am also feeling good and meet Shrimati Radharani.
So your question is, can we also see by reading?
No, yeah, by 100 times, they say if you stand in the water, like deep,
When the water
stand,
yeah.
Do it, then definitely Radharani will come.
Yeah. Lord
I
Shiva.
I don't know what to tell my daughter. You are Lord Shiva told Parvati.
Yeah. So, yeah, when Lord Shiva is saying it, it has to happen because he himself has done that and got the results. So, if he is assuring, it is bound to happen. But further, if you read the Phala Shruti part, it also says that if in the first 100 time it doesn't happen, that is also there. If in the first 100 time it doesn't happen, you continue doing it. And once Shrimati Radharani is pleased, she will give you darshan. So that point is also mentioned that first 100 will give you, 99% may give, but there are chances that it may not give you. So you continue reciting it. That is also there.
Because my son-in-law was saying, why you want to go, why Radharani should come and see? You keep doing it till you whenever she wants. And my daughter said, I want to see now. So I want
That's a nice desire. That's a nice desire to see Radharani.
Okay.
Rich.
Yes, but then I will also go and stand and there's so much cold in December, you get water.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Okay, so if nobody has questions, we'll wind the session.
Prabhuji, I could see.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji.
Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Very beautiful, wonderful class. And so many verses, Prabhuji. It's very hard to keep up with your verses. At least for me, Prabhuji.
Pudcha vela takto, number takto.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes,
so, Prabhuji, like Daksha, when he was in his previous life, he was sounding like very, bad person, and he offended Lord Shiva. And how come he became devotee and Lord Krishna gave him darshan? Why this such a big change?
It was because of the mercy of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva prayed and he went through that purification of getting cut and he's getting the head of the goat. And even on top, Lord Shiva prayed for him. That is why he's able to continue his devotional practices. But till that offense is completely nullified, he will not get that prema ras which he will be lacking till he gets completely purified. But because of prayers of Lord Shiva, he has that facility, process.
Thank you, Prabhu. And Prabhuji, you said Nitya Siddha, Sadhana Siddha, and you said practitioner. So, which is the category there?
Who is in which category?
Practitioners.
Practitioners, there are devatas. They are not completely purified. They are also practitioners.
So, they are Sadhana Siddha?
Sadhana Siddha is Narad Muni is there with Lord.
And who are we?
We are also practitioners.
So all the devatas like, you know, Indra and all, they are come in same category?
Yeah, Indra is a little bit in class, next class than us.
Okay. And Prabhuji, can you speak a little more about Aditi? Like, you know, you gave the three examples, Satvi Muni, Kardha Muni, and Aditi. So,
what explanation you want?
Yeah, I didn't understand about Aditi much.
Aditi is mother of Devas. So, this comes in the Samudra Manthan pastime when everything was taken away. Then she prays to Lord that let my sons get back their wealth. And that is why she prays to Lord Vishnu that help my children get back their kingdom. And to help them, even though time was not favorable, Lord said that once if somebody comes to me and prays to me, it has never happened that anybody goes empty-handed. So even if time is not favorable, I'll still help you. And that is where he takes Vamana avatar.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mataji. That was really very nice question.
Sorry, Balaram Prasad Prabhu, he has raised hand and I asked the question. Sorry.
Very class asta na amcha.
Okay.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your valuable time and association. Yeah, that's really very nice. Thank you so much for joining the call. Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Gauranga.
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 Radhe. Jai Sri Radhe.